This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today asserted that the Constitution guarantees the Election Commission the authority to prepare the electoral rolls. He emphasized that the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls is the sole responsibility of the Election Commission. Mr. Shah made these remarks while responding to the discussion on election reforms in the Lok Sabha, refuting allegations of opposition regarding the SIR process. Mr. Shah accused the opposition, particularly the Congress, of spreading falsehoods and tarnishing the image of the country, the government and the Election Commission. The Home Minister said the SIR is necessary for the purification of the electoral rolls. He pointed out that the first SIR exercise was conducted in 1952 under the then Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru. He further noted that after 2004, the SIR exercise has now been carried out in several states and union territories. Mr. Shah said, no political party ever opposed an in-depth investigation of SIR until 2004.
No party has opposed the process of SIR till 2004 because it is a procedure that keeps election pure and keeps democracy healthy. If the electoral rolls on the basis of which elections are conducted are themselves polluted, then how can elections be clean and fair? Therefore, a thorough revision of the voter list from time to time is necessary. This is why Election Commission decided that it will be carried out in 2025.
Several other members participated in the discussion, including N.K. Premchandran of the RSP, Harsimrat Kaur Badal of the SAD, Asaduddin Owaisi of AIMIM, BJP MP Rajiv Pratap Rudi and Congress leader K.C. Venugopal. Later, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha resumed the discussion, marking the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah had initiated a discussion on Vande Mataram yesterday. Participating in the discussion, Ramilaben Becharbhai Bara of the BJP described Vande Mataram as a powerful inspiration for all Indians in their fight for independence from British rule. Jairam Ramesh of the Congress alleged that the discussion on Vande Mataram was aimed at discrediting Jawaharlal Nehru. Several other members participated in the discussion, including BJP leader Ramchandra Jangra, Manas Ranjan Mangaraj of BJD, Mahua Manji of JMM and Swati Maliwal of the AAP. Later, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day. BJP today hit out at the leader of opposition in Lok Sabha and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for travelling abroad in the middle of parliament session. Addressing the media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Tuhin Sinha, referring to the Congress MP's visit to Germany from 15th of December, said it has become habit of Mr. Gandhi to disappear at every important occasion. Reacting to it, Congress MP Imran Pratap Gari said the government is not discussing important issues but are more concerned about Rahul Gandhi's foreign visit. Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya today met the Vice President of Starlink Business Operations, Lauren Dreyer, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Sindhya said that during the meeting, two sides held discussion on advancing satellite-based last-mile access across India. A Delhi court today allowed the Goa police a 36-hour transit remand of Ajay Gupta, one of the four owners of Birch by Romeo Lane nightclub, where a blaze claimed 25 lives last week. Gupta was detained in Delhi for questioning in connection with the fire incident. Goa police produced him before additional Chief Judicial Magistrate Vinod Joshi and sought his transit remand. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has raised its growth forecast for India to 7.2% from 6.5% for the current financial year in its Asia and Pacific's Growth Outlook report. This marks a rise of 0.7 percentage points after the country registered robust July to September quarter growth and prospects of a stronger fiscal year. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, closed 0.32% lower today. The Sensex shed 275 points to close at 84,391, while the Nifty slipped 81 points to settle at 25,758. And that is the end of this news bulletin.